Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Father God, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you, Father God, for your love, for thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercies, thank you for your provisions. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low, Father God. We confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us, Father. New mercies that embrace us this morning. Father, we say thank you for it, Father God. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold the day according to your wisdom, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we say thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered, and you protected us, Father, and we're grateful for that. And Father God, we realize that so many people do not have that testimony. So many people, Father God, they're not under your covering. They're not under the blood. They're not under your protection, Father God. And so we pray for grace and mercies, Father God, and in the name of Jesus, that they will position themselves, Father, to be dwellers in the Lord's house, because that's the only place where we can find safety. That's the only place, Father God, where safety can be found, is in the Lord's house. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, thank you for where you brought us from, where we are and where we're going in you, Father God. And we bless you, Father. We say thank you, thank you. Father God, we pray for, amen, all of the ministry partners and their families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God, for the word coming forth today, Father God, hallelujah, the exhortation in your word, Father God. Thank you for enlightening the eyes of our understanding, just helping us to see things from all perspectives, Father God, that comes from you, that we just won't be locked into one way of doing things or one way of hearing things. But Father God, you speak in so many different ways, and you speak through so many different people. And so, Father God, we just ask that you will anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We truly appreciate you. We do. Sometimes we forget to tell you. Sometimes, Father God, we act like we don't. Father God, forgive us for all these things. But, Father God, we love you. We're falling in love with you. We're learning how to love you better and to love you more, and we appreciate you for being God, and appreciate you for all that you have done already. We appreciate you for the things that you're doing right now, and definitely for the things yet to come, because one thing we know for sure that's yet to come, that hasn't come, is the return of Jesus. and that we're looking forward to. And we say thank you in advance, in Jesus' name, knowing that today might even be the day. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And the church said, Amen. Amen and amen. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Amen. This is a day the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Amen. Giving honor to God the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. Want to give morning. Say good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, and to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time, please not let it be your last time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we appreciate, amen, each and every one of you. And just rejoicing in another day as we are celebrating Women's History Month. Here, amen, we want to thank God, amen, for putting this together. Very, I think it's very interesting, amen, gives that most of us an opportunity to participate, and we're learning so much. We're learning, look, if you walk away with one bullet point, amen, that one bullet point could be enough to change your life forever, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for the women of the Bible. And as we will see as we continue in the month, some of these women were holy, 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 and some of these women were evil, evil, evil. Some of these women lived for God, and some of these women lived for the devil. And some of them lived for themselves and their flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody had a different story, such as it is today in our own personal lives. Everybody got a different story. Some of us holy and some of us, amen, ain't there yet. And some of us don't intend to be there. Amen. Glory be to God. But there's a lesson to be learned. And hopefully, amen, we can, you know, walk away with it and get that takeaway and be better for it. Amen. And so we bless God. All right. Today, we are, amen, sharing on the story of Miriam. Amen. Glory be to God. So we are about to find out who this lady was. Amen. Hallelujah. And her and a portion of her story. Let me open up the lines. Coming to us this morning, amen, our elder, amen, Estelle Martin. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this woman of God. Amen. And her faithfulness to the Lord. Amen. And in his kingdom. Amen. She is sold out. She is committed. She's all the way in. Jesus is her Lord. Amen. And she's not ashamed to tell it. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but she know it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, she's an armor bearer. She's a leader in her own right. And just so many good things that I can say about our elder Estelle Martin. Amen. But we thank God for her. Amen. And we thank God for her willingness to serve. Amen. And to come to us today in her own way. Amen. To share and elaborate her insight. Amen. On Sister Miriam. Sister Miriam. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So here, without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Elder Estelle Martin out of Philadelphia, that we might receive her for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, sister, and the floor is yours.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. I thank Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank and praise him for another day. Thank and praise him for mine. Just stayed on him. Thanking and praising him for you, Dr. Pastor Bradford, and for each and everyone on the line and off the line. And I appreciate that introduction. And I still say, to God be the glory. Amen. Miriam, amen. Hebrew origin. Miriam's name means sea or bitter. I'm talking about Sister Miriam, the woman who healed, helped save a nation. Amen. And if I use the subject, I would say the master plan. Amen. You can find her story in Exodus 2, chapter 2, 4 to 10. And I'm going to read a little what God allowed me to find on Miriam. Miriam was the daughter of Aaron and Jochebed. She was the sister of Aaron and Moses, the leader of the Israelites in ancient Egypt. The narrative of Moses' infancy in the Torah describes an unknown sister of Moses observing him being placed in the Nile, Exodus 2:4. She is traditionally identified as Miriam. Miriam is best known for her helping to deliver Moses at the Nile River and leading the Hebrew women in singing, dancing, and playing drums after crossing the Red Sea. Later, she and her brother Aaron challenged the action and authority of Moses. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Chasite wife, for he had married a Chastite. Trying to pronounce it right. Has the Lord spoken only, and this is what they say, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked, hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. You'll find that in Numbers 12, 1 to 10. Miriam and Aaron were jealous because Moses had two wives and because more of his attention would be taken from the newly married woman. It is not unusual in Africa settings for a relative and friends to be jealous when husbands are too occupied with their two or three wives. Miriam had leprosy. Because she did not trust in God, Miriam was struck with leprosy. When Moses asked God to remove the disease from her body, God said she would be healed in 7 days. Until then, she had to separate herself from the rest of the people and wait outside their encampment. Because Miriam was speaking behind Moses' back to others in her adult years, we learn more about her. We do not know specifics about her. Miriam's life while Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh. Now, you may ask why Aaron was not stricken. Because it was traditionally back there, and it still stands. When you talk behind someone's back, now, it said not directly to, when you not, don't talk directly to his face, such as Aaron, because it was custom to go to the person's face to talk. Now, that's what Aaron did. He didn't talk behind Moses' back, but Miriam did, and it was considered as sin. And today, what we are supposed to do if we have an aught, because if we have an aught between a brother or a sister, we're supposed to go to them and talk to them, because if we don't, it's considered as sin. And it is consequences, as we see. Miriam was struck with leprosy because of her talking behind Moses' back and not going to him face to face. And, you know, her story, it just shows us how, we can be with people, but then we can have that spirit of jealousy. And that's something that, again, God don't lack. That spirit of jealousy. So he struck her with leprosy, and because Moses had went asked God, to heal her, and he did. And leprosy today can be healed, but it's a very tedious process to be healed of that. But we know, we see, and we know what sin does. Sin comes in, and it steals, kills, and destroys. But there again, Miriam was even though they say her name means sea or bitter, she was a loyal person. So we thank God for healing her of her leprosy and showing us, you know, her being an example for us today to know that jealousy, we don't have to be jealous of one another. We can unite because God said, united we stand, divided we fall. God is the head and we are the body. And he says, what good is the body without the head? Amen. That is my introduction on Miriam, Sister Miriam. And the subject again, the master plan. God had the master plan for Moses before he was born, and Miriam was a part of getting him to the place where he would be nourished and taken care of until he became a grown man. Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Very thorough. Amen. Glory be to God on Miriam. Amen. Glory be to God. Moses' sister. Amen. Well, big. Hey, she rescued even from the time Moses was a little baby. Was she when the mom put Moses in the water, amen, in the bush, amen, and the little thing she made, little cradle she made for Moses, Miriam was taking care of her brother from the beginning, amen. So we want to thank God for Miriam, amen, but she started to feel unappreciated. And like you said, Elder, amen, that jealousy. She said, oh, that jealousy is a terrible thing, isn't it? Glory be to God. And because she was unadvised leader. She was a leader because she had the women lead. She was leading the women, but she was unadvised.
Amen.
Why is God only talking to Moses? Woo! Why is God only talking to Moses? Why is God only talking to the pastor? Why does God only talk? Ooh, that jealousy is something. That jealousy is something, boy. Glory be to God. You know, my takeaway, and we want to thank God for the master plan. And as I was meditating on Miriam yesterday, Elder, and I got everything that you got out of it, I tell you, the Lord showed me the same thing. And when I got finished meditating, and the Lord said that Miriam had to learn a hard lesson. That's why she became a leper. She became a hard lesson. And what Miriam had to find out was my takeaway. Amen. In light of everything that you have shared with us this morning, is that it's not about age, it's not about gender, and it's not about family, but it's about God's choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's about God's choice. Sometimes we say people too young. Sometimes we say, well, they just a kid, or it's a girl, it's not a boy, it's a female, it's not a male. See, glory be to God. They're coming from the wrong family. They marrying the wrong person. She was upset because Moses married a black woman. Glory be to God. It's not about any of that. Moses, amen, was God's man for the hour. And she had to learn a hard lesson. Amen. So that's what I see that we can take away, amen, from Miriam. And everybody else may get a different point because God does have a master plan. God has the master plan. It's not my plan, your plan. It's God's plan. It's God's master plan.
Amen.
Amen. Tell it to the face. Beloved, you got a beef with somebody. You better be careful. You better tell it to their face and not to their back. Because we saw what happened to Miriam. You don't want to become a leper. You don't want to become a leper. Amen. Because of that jealousy and stabbing one another in the back. Glory be to God. And well, you know, Moses ain't the only one around here, you know what I mean, that got a relationship with God. Yeah, okay, whatever. That ain't nothing but jealousy talking. Ain't nothing but jealousy. And she learned a hard lesson. And look at the love of God. Moses still interceded for his sister. And after 7 days, God restored her of that leprosy. Beloved, let us learn something from Miriam. That God has a master. We talked about that this morning in our 5 o'clock Facebook. We talked about that spirit of rebellion. We talked about the rebellion against school teachers, rebellion against police officers, rebellion against the president and those in authority, against our pastors and the fivefold ministry and the church. We talked about that spirit of rebellion and the Holy Spirit will withdraw himself from you like he did with King Saul. And it will bring about sin in your life, beloved. Amen. When we are in rebellion, amen. It separates us from God and makes us captive to sin. See, rebellion is an enemy to God. When we rebel, amen, we are an enemy to God and to ourselves, because rebellion is self-defeating and self-destructive behavior. Well, Marian learned that the hard way. She didn't want to submit to leadership because it was her brother. Or maybe she didn't want to submit to leadership at all. She was jealous. She wanted God to use her the way that God was using Moses. But God wanted to use her the way he wanted to use her, and use Moses the way he wanted to use Moses. We talked about this, and we finished, amen, and I got all of this out of your lesson. I love when you guys come and share, because it just draws, iron sharpens iron. But last Wednesday in our Bible study, we talked about the scripture where it says, do not compare yourself one to another. Because when you compare yourself one to another, you're not wise. And this is what Marian did. See, she was comparing herself to Moses. Well, look, I'm the one that changed your diapers. You know, come on, boy. You ain't the only one. She was moody, too. Amen. But she learned her lesson, saying, amen, let us learn ours before it's too late. Don't let God have to turn you to a leper. Don't let God have to turn you to a leper, amen, because of a spirit of jealousy in your heart, amen, towards leadership or towards authority. Authority is ordained by God, and that's just the way it is. And that's just the way it is. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Martin. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. You brought out so many bullet points. Amen. Anybody just signing in, I say just re-listen. Amen. You brought out, amen, all the wonderful bullet points on Sister Marian. Glory be to God. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Beloved, amen. Regardless of where we fall short. And we all do. Amen. All we got to do is confess our sin. Take the mold out of your own eye. Take the mold out of your own eye. Amen. Confess your sins. And God is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. God bless you, Elder. Amen. Glory be to God. Any last remarks, you, amen, before we move forward, amen. You good?
Amen. The only thing I want to say is we should repent and line up with God. God's not going to line up with our plan. We have to line up with the master plan.
Ooh.
And all is well.
My God. My God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That was it. That's it right there. God is not going to line up with our plan. But we got to line up with the master plan. Hey, because the master has a plan. Hallelujah, my God. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. Thank you,
God.
Sister.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. All right, all right, thank all right. You. We want to thank God, amen, for that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful exhortation this morning. Amen. Glory be to God on Marion. Amen. Glory be to God. So we can learn, amen, her story. Amen. Just read it. We pray that, amen, these presentations are encouraging you. Amen. To take a few minutes during the day and, you know, read up on it. It's only a chapter, a few couple chapters on them. And just read up on them. And then you, who knows, one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. Amen. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, speaking about Miriam and leprosy, amen, that she was stricken with leprosy because she put her mouth on. See, this is what this is, and it's going to lead to my announcement. See, what people don't realize is when you come against authority, you come against God because God ordains authority. When she was coming up against Moses, what she didn't realize is that she was coming up against God. See, that's why the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. This is why, beloved, that I'm not afraid of the enemies against me and against this ministry. I'm not afraid, and I know there's a lot. I know there's a lot of people that don't like me. They don't know why they don't like me. They don't even know why they follow in the ministry. They just don't like me. See, jealousy, and whatever else. But I'm not afraid of that because the Lord has taught me that they're not really. As long as I continue to walk with God and do what God tells them, they're not coming against me. They're coming against God. So I just leave the consequences to God. I pray for him. I pray for him. Speaking about leprosy, because of what she did, beloved, last night the Holy Spirit spoke to me for all of you, amen, who are interested. Now, we know we just came off a 10-day fast. Some of you did. Some of you didn't. And the ones who did, we brought you through. Amen. But now, beloved, sin is in the camp. And sin is in the camp. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Holy Spirit downloaded to me a remedy. The sin is in the camp because what's happening is somebody in our fellowship that's practicing sin. And then you're under the umbrella of this ministry hoping that you're not going to have to suffer any consequences. You're trying to avoid the consequences and the repercussions, but you have no intentions of stop sinning. And so because of that, you have brought sin into the camp. And then we saw and we see where some of the testimonies are trying to be stolen. Glory be to God. And the devil wants to make it look more like a funeral procession, amen, than a time of rejoicing. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me last night as I was sitting right here. He says, 3 days of fasting till 12 o'clock noon. I'm going to do it because God spoke to me. And for anybody else, glory, because I'm telling you what's going to happen after these 3 days. Amen. The sin is going to be exposed. Amen. Hallelujah. The person is going to be exposed. The witch is going to be exposed. The witch, the warlock, you're about to be exposed. I'm sorry. You're about to be exposed. Amen. But not only that, beloved, it's going to reconnect us back, amen, to the victory. And those testimonies. See, the devil tried to do a boomerang. See, he tried, because we was coming through with the testimonies. We was coming through, and then he tried to do a boomerang. See, The Lord said, nope. 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we will be fasting, amen, until 12 o'clock noon today. If you can, if you will, amen, glory be to God. And I'm telling you, watch God, watch God turn it around. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a lot of jealousy in this ministry. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I do know why. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praised. Amen. Saints, look, let me say this. If you don't like me, it's, Ask God why. Well, ask God why you don't like me. Maybe you don't agree with my leadership style. Maybe you think I should be doing things a different way, your way, blah, 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 whatever. Glory be to God. Beloved, but you're going to have a conversation with God about that if you're going to be a part of us. Amen. Because otherwise, it's going to stir up some jealousy. It's going to stir up that murmuring, that backbiting, that rebellion that Miriam went through with Moses. He shouldn't be marrying no black woman. Well, Pastor, you shouldn't be doing this. Have a conversation. Have a conversation with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory. Now, we know, amen, that this ministry is on our way somewhere. God is taking us somewhere. Maybe you just in it, amen. You just say, just let me get on the boat. So when they get there, I'll be a part. That's the wrong reason. That's the wrong reason, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me say, this is what I've learned about leadership. Amen. And I'm still under leadership. I'm still submitting to leadership. Amen. I have coverings. I have a couple layers of covering. I probably would have been dead by now if I didn't. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to, glory be to God, when leadership, amen, my bishop or whomever come out with something, amen, sometimes you might agree, you might not agree, but because, amen, it came through authority, we with it. And if we're not with it, we act like we are. Because a leadership is ordained by God. Now, if you got a beef with it, if I got a beef with something the pastor, my bishop bring through, I got to talk to God about that. I don't talk to you about it. I ain't running my bishop's name in. I ain't stabbing my bishop in the back. If I got a beef with the bishop or the archbishop, I'm talking to God about it. That's what Marion should have did. She shouldn't have been talking to her brother. Marion should have been talking to God. See. Glory be to God. We want to, amen, we want to expose, amen, and shut all this down. We are a group of people that love the Lord. We love the Lord. Amen. We're growing in the Lord. Amen. And God is blessing us. Those blessings are manifesting. And the devil would love to snatch it. He would love to steal it. Glory be to God. Huh? He would love to. Glory be to God. All he needs is a little bit. All he needs is a little bit. But we're going to kick him out. We're going to kick him out. And I heard the Lord say 3 days. So I don't know how many of you. I know you got your breakfast on the table, whatever. Eat your breakfast. Amen. After you eat your breakfast, see if you can go to 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us pray, and let us pray, and let us pray, amen, glory be to God, amen, for the glory. Let us pray for the full glory. Let us pray, let us ask God to blow on the residue, to blow on the residue of sin, to blow on the residue, the way the enemy has come in to try to steal, kill, and destroy, amen. Let us blow, ask God to blow on all that, amen. And glory be to God. So what's the day? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In Jesus' name. 3 days. Hallelujah. 3 days. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's our announcements for today. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. We will be at the altar prayer today. 12 o'clock. Back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Now, tomorrow night is our Bible study. We normally meet at 8. Minister Erica asked me if I would do Bible study on her platform. Amen, which is Facebook, YouTube, or whatever. And I told her, yes, but her service is at 7:30. So tomorrow, saints, amen, for those of you, amen, who's interested, pass the word, amen, we're going to be at 7:30. I'll be sending everybody out the link, amen, glory be to God. And we might as well get used to getting a little techy, amen, because that's where the Lord is taking this ministry, amen, glory be to God, he's taking us, amen. That's where he's taking us. Hallelujah. He's taking us to where the masses are, the people are. Glory be to God. We have a nice family here. We have a loving family here, but we are a little secluded. Amen. You know, we're a little secluded. God is going to take us to the larger masses now when he's taking us, amen, out on social media. Amen. I didn't volunteer for it. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's where the Lord is taking. So we might as well try to play around with Facebook a little bit, try to play. But I'm going to send you the link. All you got to do is push the button. I'm making it easy for you. I do is push the button at 7:30 tomorrow, Lord's willing, and join us for Bible study. Amen. I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking on, but I ain't going to be talking on nothing. Amen. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit talk. Amen. As he did this morning, Minister Estelle Martin, God bless you. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Delilah. Ooh. Y'all know who Delilah is, don't you? Well, guess what? If you don't, you're going to find out. She was something else. She was something else. Now, Marion was a good person. She just had a little attitude problem. You know what I mean? And God delivered her from that. God took care of that. See, she just has some issues here. Amen. But Delilah was a bad girl. That girl was bad. We're going to find out about her tomorrow. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. 12 o'clock today. 12 o'clock. If they're sin in the camp, you know if you're the one. Now, so two things as I close. If you're really ready for change, all you have to do is ask God to help you. Ask God to forgive you for your sin and ask God to help you. God is faithful to forgive you and God is going to help you. If you are determined that you want to stay in your sin, you enjoy your sin, you want to do it your way, that's your choice. It's a dangerous position to be in. It's a dangerous position to be in because God said he'd rather you be hot or cold. Because he said otherwise, he said he's going to spit you out. Now, just let me say this. It's a dangerous position to be in. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Just know that. You can live life any way you want to live life. That's what you, the kind of lifestyle you want. Knock yourself out, baby. Knock yourself out. God gives you permission. Just know one thing. You got to pay the piper. You got to pay the piper, baby. And the wages of sin is death. We can give it more than we can take it. And when those consequences come back on you, you got to deal with it. That's the problem. Why don't you just do it God's way and live? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father, we thank you for the teaching this morning, Father God, on Marian, Father God. Oh, Father God. Marian had a jealousy problem, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, what Marian had to realize is you can use anybody. You can use a child. Father God, you can use a teenager. God, you can use anybody that you want to use, Father God. And Marian had to learn at the hard way. Help us not to learn it the hard way, Father. Help us not to be judging folks and figuring out why they don't qualify to do what you tell them to do. It ain't none of our business, actually. It ain't none of our business. So, Father God, either we're going to be for them or we're going to be against them. And if we're going to be against them, we need to keep it to ourselves. We need to keep it to ourselves, Father. Help us not going around slandering people and stabbing people in the back, Father God, and murdering people with our tongues and killing their reputation, Father God. And don't even know what we, on hearsay. Father God, forgive us. And some of us are becoming leprous right now. We see the spots. Father God, deliver us. Deliver us before it get too worse. Father God, we confess our sins right now, and we say thank you for doing so. Meet us at the altar prayer today, Father. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. anoint them, Father God, to serve in spirit and in truth, in Jesus' name. Father God, those of us that will be fasting until 12 o'clock today, Father God, we're asking you to just shine your light. Father God, when you shine your light, darkness disappears. It just disappears, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your glory be revealed in our lives. May your glory be revealed in this ministry. Father, we want to be a ministry that make a difference. Father God, we want to be a safe haven for people, Father God. And when people are attracted to this ministry, they find salvation, they find deliverance, they find joy, they find blessings, Father God. And Father God, we don't want to entertain sin in the camp. If one of our brothers or sisters are struggling with sin, Father God, help them to ask for help. Maybe they need a help. Maybe they need a conversation, Father God, with the pastor or whatever they need, Father God, give it to them. Give to them, Father. Give them a change of heart to do it your way. And we say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Cancel premature death. Oh, Father God, may no plague come near our dwelling, and we will forever give your name the glory, the honor. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. And God, we want to say thank you for your master plan. Oh, my God. Woo! Your plan to bring us to an expected end. Hallelujah. But we can't walk in rebellion. And we definitely can't walk in jealousy, Father God. We have to walk in obedience and submission, faith and love, joy in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. I love you guys. I do. Amen. Have a good day. Meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing. If not, we'll be on Facebook tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. And then back here tomorrow at 6 to find out about that Delilah and what she was up to. Amen. And to make sure we don't repeat the errors that she made. Amen. Because she made some errors. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Lord, I love you. How I love you. More and more. I just want to be close to